This week's parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, full of halachas, monetary laws, and how we have to treat each other, and payments when there's any damage that's done. Chaim Shmulevitz says that the vav in ve'ele mishpatim, that the fact that it's connecting the two parshas is an important lesson. That Parshas Yisroi, we had the Aseres Hadibrois, there was a shofar, there was Har Sinai, there was all of the pomp and circumstance that went with the giving of the Torah. However, we have to realize that the nitty-gritty is also equally as important, and as we come to Mishpatim and we realize that how we treat people, and even when there's just simple ideas of payment and damages, are equally as important, and that we shouldn't only be looking for our kiyum hamitzvahs to only be of a grois ha'oif and only in a big way when people see and when there's excitement, but even the small things, just simple how we treat our neighbor, how we treat someone who lost an object, is equally as important as Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, as all of the other leisases, etc., from the Aseres Hadibrois. There's no such thing as more important and less important, and even if it's something that seems to us to be more showy, that doesn't necessarily make it any more important. Rabbi Yochum Levavitz Atzal, the Mashgiach, has a fascinating understanding of Parshas Mishpatim, and he goes through a number of examples of how we can look at the halachas of that pertain to physical issues and apply them to spiritual and ruchnias as well. The first example he gives is a virapoy yirape. There's a double lashon when we talk about the fact that the Gemara tells us that we talk about refuah. It says that a doctor has reshus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a healer. But there's a double lashon there. And Mefarshim explained that part of the double lashon is to tell us that not only is the doctor mechuyev and has reshus to play the role as the healer, but we are never allowed to give up on the ability for a refuah. V'rapa yirape is telling us, the double lashon, is that we can never despair, even under difficult circumstances. Zokt Mashkiach, that includes ruchnius as well. We can never despair. The pasuk is telling us that the Rebbeinu Shalom has given reshus and has given people there that in the world who can help others. And in the same way that physically we can never despair and give up on anyone's ability for a refuah, spiritually, emotionally, we can never ever give up, even when it looks bleak and difficult. We can never give up on a person's ability to find their way back and to have the refuah. Additionally, when we talk about the fact that there's a special pasuk about how we are to treat a ger. And it says by a ger that why should we treat a ger nicely? Because we were gerim in Mitzrayim. In fact, the many mefarshim, why do we have to give a reason why we need nice to be why we need to be nice to a ger? And it's only because we were gerim in Mitzrayim that we need to be nice to a ger, to a stranger. What if we hadn't been? What if someone doesn't understand Mitzrayim? He doesn't have a chiyuv. Why is the chiyuv tied into us being gerim in Mitzrayim? And again, Mashgiach tells us that what we have to learn from here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, don't think you can be nice to someone without truly, not only sympathizing, but also empathizing, truly feeling their pain. We know, Ein Chacham Kabal Nisayon, the wise person is someone who actually went through the same thing that to the person that he's talking about. We obviously can't all have gone through some of the tzaras that others have gone through, but the pasuk is teaching us, you want to help them, don't just try to be nice on the outside, but actually feel their pain. Just like you were in Mitzrayim, that's how you're supposed to feel. You could actually relive that pain. When you're dealing with another ger, relive that pain. And that's how you're going to work to be nice to people, by truly, truly, not just being, giving lip service, but actually feeling the pain. And it continues. We talk about the idea of when a person opens a bar, he puts a pit where someone could possibly stumble and hurt themselves, and there's certain damages that need to be paid. But what we have to learn from here also is that a pit doesn't only have to be a physical pit. If we're not careful to help someone, if we bring someone along, or we leave something out for someone, that they can fall in, whether it be emotional, physical, or spiritual. It has the same din. There's a whole host of things that we need to pay. We shouldn't only look at these things as monetary things. Oh, I need to pay, and then I'm potter. But in spiritually and emotionally as well. It says the Chofetz Chaim always used to say that when you learn Baba Kama, when you learn all about paying back damages, and you learn all about how we're supposed to treat people, what you're supposed to get from there is not payment, not the idea financially what our obligations are, but more than that, what we're supposed to get, he said that a person should get from there that if he has a friend who's cold, to close the window. Start learning to care about people. If the Torah goes through so many psukim, start learning about monetary, about financially how we're supposed to pay. Realize it's because it's important. It's important how we treat people. So Rabbi Shalom should give us the kayach always to be there, not always, and to see the ruchnius in the physical, and to be there, to be able to help, and to be able to give people the help and the refuah that they need. Wishing everyone a restful and uplifting Shabbos.